Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. Klal Chafalos Siman Dalet. So the Chayyadim says, "Vitzorak lahotzi mipiv kedayel b'klal hey Siman Tes Zayin." Person needs to verbalize the words that he's saying. It's not enough to just think it. You actually have to say the words. Now, what he said before was that there's going to be, you first have to actually move your lips and say the words. And then you have to say them loud enough that you can hear them. If a person says them loud enough, he actually verbalizes them, but not loud enough that he's able to hear them. But he is actually he is voicing the words. The person is whispering to the point that he can't hear himself, but he is verbalizing the words so that he is yotze. If a person is not moitzi mipiv at all, if a person does not verbalize it at all, he just thinks the words, he's not yotze. So he does mention before in Klal Hey, Siman Tes Zayin, in a situation where a person is an anus, he's not able to verbalize, a person who's in a mokum which is not clean and he's not well, so he can't get out and can't get away from there, he should at least be maharer beliboy. Not that he's yotze, he says you're not yotze with that at all, but at least you'll get some scar for the process of being mahar b'libay. Then he says, obviously, if a place is totally dirty to the point that it has a lochik, that it's also the mahar, you cannot be mahar in divrei Torah. You cannot be mahar in divrei Torah in a place which has actual tzoya or the smell of tzoya, etc. So that's a different ballgame. But you have a place which is clean. It's not clean enough to the point that you can't be verbalizing the words of Torah. So that situation, a person should be maharer, not that you be yotzei. He says, therefore, if the onus passes before the end of zman kriyishma, person would have to read kriyishma again. Furthermore, or another point. Before the person says Shema, a person should have in mind that he's saying Shema to fulfill the mitzvahs of saying of the Torah, that the Torah says that you're supposed to say the words of Shema. So we mentioned this before from the Aruch HaShulchan, that he does not have to think a major formula. I mean, you cannot verbalize this over here, this kavanah, you have to think it. A person does not need to have a major formula to say. He can just think two words. The Aruch HaShulchan says he thinks, quote, the shame mitzvah, unquote. I'm doing this because it's a mitzvah. That is enough to be fulfilled the requirement of mitzvah srichas kavana. The karmel on the mitzvah deraisa tzarech kavana lot says. So the Chayyadim says, but the reason why I'm telling you have to have kavana to be yotzei before you do the mitzvah, because we paskin that mitzvah shichas kavana by mitzvah deraisa, whereas it would seem to indicate from the chayyadim that by a mitzvah derabanan we paskin mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. The person is yotzei the mitzvah even though a person does not have specific intent when he's doing the mitzvah, that he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. According to the chayyadim, by a mitzvah derabanan you be yotzei. Now this is really a magen avram that differentiates between a deraisa and a derabanan. And the Biralocha points out, or the Mishabura points out, I'm sorry, not the Biralocha, the Mishabura points out in Siman Samach that there are places which are clearly indicative of the fact that by mitzvah derabanan we have a concept of mitzvah shichas kavana as well. That being said, we mentioned before that the Magen Avraham still remains in halacha, and we have the Shulchan Harav, which seems to be taken into consideration. So, by mitzvah Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh, that is only drabanan, a person theoretically could be yotzei by hearing it, even without kavanah to be yotzei, because it's a mitzvah drabanan. So, we spoke about such ideas and such examples before. There's a chai adam later on in Siman Samach Vav. Excuse me, in Klal Samach Vav, that the Mishabura quotes in Siman Samach. The Mishabura in Shulchan Aruch Siman Arachayim Siman Samach quotes a chai adam later on in Klal Samach Vav, where he's over there discussing general halachas about mitzvahs. So he talks about mitzvahs and he says even though we have a rule of mitzvah sichas kavana, if from the circumstances that you're doing it, it's obvious that your goal over here is to fulfill the mitzvah. Otherwise, there's no logic why you'd be doing this. So if it's obvious from the circumstances that that's your intent, that will function and fulfill the rule of mitzvah sichas kavana as if you had actual intent. So we could argue that the person sitting in shul and a person is davening, so and that the he understands that the purpose of davening is to say Shema, etc. There's almost an implied intent from your walking to shul that that's what you want to do. You want to fulfill the mitzvahs which are relevant to do at that point in time. So at least in the bidyabed, a person would be yotzei even without kavanah. But the chafkila person should stop, pause for a moment before he says Shema, and have kavanah to be yotzei to the mitzvah of kriyat Shema. Have a good day.